When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's been a while. It's the usual suspect. It's Nick, Barry, and myself, Joel, as we get ready to ring in the new year by opening up a new week. And fellas, I gotta tell you, a little strange today to get back in work mode.
It does feel weird.
You sound weird.
Thanks.
This is like the never-ending story. You can't get well.
I have the flu.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming in. I got a newborn. That's outstanding. That's the freaking equation I needed. Nick, you
will be
okay?
Gone for the rest of the week, Joel. Nice seeing you one day after my
kid left pneumonia.
As long as we don't make out again, you should be all right.
Again is not part of the equation. I passed out and you tried to take advantage of me, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, last year at the Christmas party, you and I got drunk. Spin the bottle with Nick.
That was you and Charlie.
Oh, okay.
He thought he was cute, no sweatpants.
Barry is like the Will Fuller radio.
That's a great call, Nick.
He just can't stay healthy.
Bitch,
at
I
all.
Haven't been sick until I got this cough after Thanksgiving. And now I have had that cough.
The Will Fuller of radio.
That's pretty funny. That would be Charlie, though. Isn't he out more than me?
That's true.
I don't miss.
But he's not
I've been
sick.
Here. I play through my injuries.
Charlie just takes vacation. You just completely just get
But I'm
sick.
Here, though. Screw you guys. I play through my injuries. How many days have I missed?
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Get many, ready to fill in tomorrow.
Kiss my ass. How many days have I missed because I've been sick?
Bro, you're about to get everybody sick at
no
the house,
doubt.
Joel. The dogs are going to get sick.
Oh, man.
Have any reptiles? They're gonna
Do we
get
got
sick?
Any of those hospital masks I can wear for the whole show? Look like the people that drive around my neighborhood. Come on, I can't afford.
Well,
to
at least
in
did you have a good
sick?
Vacation? Like, did you no. at least? No, Not you were just sick the entire time.
Nora got the flu.
Okay,
so I spent 3 days or 2 days taking care of her, and then I got it. But I got it while I was in Fort Worth, so I couldn't go home. I couldn't cancel the shows. So I had to perform with the flu. It was terrible. I've never had to be on stage sick before. And it was awful.
Were you coughing?
Yes. I was literally on stage performing. What are you doing? Stupid ass. He's made a ninja mask with paper towels. You think those...
You think that's going to be a deterrent?
You think those paper towels are going to protect you?
Well, I'm hopeful.
Now you just look like the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Guns up.
Actually, you look like the Dallas. Is it the Cow? No, who's the? What's the Texans XFL team? Oh, they're the Roughnecks. You look like the Cowboys XFL logo. Well, what are they? The Banditos? I don't know what they are.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, you look ridiculous.
Well, at least I. Feel like I'm blocking some germs now.
Well, anyways, I'm here.
At least I look better than you sound.
Huh?
At least I look better than you sound.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So aside from being sick, how's the holidays, fellas?
Obviously, we know Barry was just sick.
Well, you know what's crazy is, like, Nora was so sick, we didn't even celebrate Christmas until last night.
Because y'all were that sick.
She was that sick. I wasn't sick until I got to Fort Worth. Like, driving up there, I was like, oh,
it's a dirty
boy.
City. It can do that to you.
See?
Dallas and Fort Worth.
But driving up there, I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. I think I'm going to be coming down with the flu. And then I literally stayed in the hotel and slept until it was time to go to the venue. Went to the venue, performed, and then went back to the hotel and slept.
Well, the good news is you had a hotel.
Instead
I can't,
of,
well, I can't look at you for three. Go to the Twitch stream if you haven't already and look at his stupid ass.
So instead of staying in somebody's cabin.
Is this the picture you're going to send out?
Yeah,
this is great.
Instead of staying in somebody's cabin, you at least got a hotel to be sick in.
Yeah, it was a nice, the A-Loft hotels, which, by the way, several things about this trip. That, and I know we have so much sports, and I promise we'll get to it all.
We do have a lot today, too.
Trust me, we'll get to it all. We have that and more to catch up on. But if you don't like dogs or pets, don't stay at an A-Loft.
Why?
Because every person there had a dog.
Oh.
And it wasn't like service dogs. I'm just like, and you know when they say that dogs look like their owners?
Okay.
She looked so ridiculous. It was so true. Like, there would be like this big husky girl walking through the lobby, and I'm like, and she had a husky, and I was like, wow, that's
appropriate.
Yeah, and then there's one chick that she had back fat, and it looked like the jowls of a bulldog, and she had a bulldog. I was like, this is awesome. I should be taking pictures of all these.
You should have been doing side by sides of all these people.
I really should have been taking pictures of all.
Yeah,
of them. But and then I don't know what it is about that particular city, like Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I went, there was karaoke. Like, at the club, they did karaoke while the comedy show was going on. They had a separate room where they would do karaoke. And the people that were waiting to get in the show would do karaoke, right? And then they would have karaoke after the show. Then I go to get breakfast tacos because I'm just starving. I hadn't eaten anything in 2 days. Mm-hmm. After the show, I go to get breakfast tacos. And the place where they're doing breakfast tacos, they're doing karaoke. And I'm not a fan of karaoke, but I don't mind karaoke as long as you can sing. But the people that do karaoke cannot sing. They're terrible. And it was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. It was 2 a.m. at a breakfast taco spot in downtown Fort Worth. Put your glasses on too. And now you're just like a character.
Now it keeps the napkin down a little bit. It's good.
You look like a nerdy ghost.
I feel good.
So there's this chick singing Mary J. Blige song, Don't Need No Hateration.
Oh yeah.
And she's singing this. It's 2 a.m. in a taco place. No one is in there. I walk in and it's just these two chicks and the guy that's doing the karaoke, the guy that runs it, right? Mm-hmm. And I walk in and the whole staff looks like they want to hang themselves. Everyone that works at this taco place, right? And I'm sitting there ordering my tacos, and I hear she's like, don't need no hateration. And her friend is on stage where they're going, yeah, Fort Worth, yeah. I'm like, Fort Worth, bitch, there's nobody in here. There's literally no one. She had a hype man with her doing karaoke for zero people. I was like, there's something wrong with this whole karaoke thing. It's a different breed of person that does karaoke. It was the weirdest thing.
100% on a different breed of person.
Like, why do you have a hype man?
Some people live for it, too. That's the crazy thing. If, like, you're doing, like, a live show, like, you think you're going to freestyle, and you've got a hype person on the stage.
She's all like, yeah, Fort Worth, come on, let's go. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't even have Fort, much less Worth. There's nothing going on in here. And I was thinking, that would be Nick. If me and Nick went and did karaoke, he would still do Flavor Flav. Even if nobody was there, he'd be my hype guy if we did a Public Enemy song. He'd still be on, just be on the side. Yeah, boy. I was like, yep, that would happen.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. It was because you do karaoke, don't you?
No, I do not.
I thought you did.
No, I was a door guy.
Just because he does two steps doesn't
karaoke,
mean he does
remember?
Karaoke.
Oh, I thought you did karaoke. That's why I was thinking that. I was like, man, one day I'm going to take Nick. I'm going to go do a Public Enemy song.
No, because we were going to
have him do the Flavor Flav parts.
No, I brought it up because I thought the industry was dead. And when I got that gig, I realized very quickly that I was completely wrong. I mean, you're talking about 8 rooms.
Oh, my God.
All of them are booked in advance. People bring their food and booze and have fun with karaoke. I mean, it's a big deal. I've never done it in my life, ever.
Because I can't sing, so I don't want to.
That's the thing that gets me. They all feel okay once they have booze in their system to sing despite having absolutely terrible voices.
This chick made William Hung sound like Michael Bublé. Like, it was the worst.
No,
it was the
that's
worst.
That's terrible. But that's what people do.
Yeah.
And the more they have liquid courage, the more they, in their minds, believe that they sound good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They had to have been drunk. Who else sings karaoke to zero people at a taco bar
at 2 in the morning? It's huge in Hawaii. Because my best friend, all his relatives, when I went back to Hawaii with my best friend and his family, all their relatives, that's the family business. No matter what island they're on, they got a karaoke deal and they kill it. Because everybody wants to karaoke.
Wow, like, that must be nice. So the other crazy thing that happened to me is my last show of the weekend in Fort Worth, there's a biker gang there in the front row.
How do you always end up with bikers?
I don't know. And so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 biker dudes and 3 biker mamas. And they're all up front. And one of them is the meanest looking dude I've ever seen in my life. And the others look pretty normal. They're kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I came up and I was kind of trying to crack the ice and joke a little bit with one guy. And he like lifted his shirt up and showed me his belly and his breast, just joking around. I said, I don't remember what I said. But so we were laughing, but it was the most intimidating thing ever.
You sure that wasn't a request for if you're not doing anything later on?
Yeah, exactly. And then afterwards, like, they started laughing and having a good time. And I finally cracked the mean guy. He started laughing a little bit. And then afterwards, this guy comes up to me. He goes, hey, I know you have koozies, but I'm going to give you one of our koozies. We're family now. I was like, what? Did I just get indoctrinated? Did I just join a gang?
Nice.
What just happened here? He gives me his number. He goes, anything ever happens to you when you're in Fort Worth, you call us. I was like, oh,
dude,
yeah.
That's all. It could be worse.
They were loving it, man. They had a great time. They were like, we're going to come every time you're up here. We're gonna come to your show. I was like, oh, I don't know about that, but thank you guys very much. They were, you know, hanging out, and they had a great time, but I realized that but they were great. They never heckled. They didn't do anything bad. Like, there were other people that were heckling, but not them. And I realized it's like in anything, like sales, you know, you never prejudge. That's always the case. Whenever I see bikers, they're always chill. They never cause any problems. I can't get over how stupid
I'm trying to think of the name of that Mary J. Blige song, because I'm going, Be Without You, No More Drama.
It's No More Drama, right?
No, I thought it was, but it's not.
Why?
Is it Family Affair?
I thought it was No More Drama. No, I can't believe you're still hung up on that.
Yeah, because I have all the Mary J. Blige album. I'm like, come on, man, I should know the name of that song.
I don't know. We'll figure it out at the break.
Okay. Well, at least we know that you've got biker protection if you need it.
If I can roll to Fort Worth, I'm not scared.
You think
now
that they know any doctors that might be able to get you some
meds?
I'll
just call
quick?
Rolo. And he'll take care
Rolo.
Of it.
Rolo. Is that the one who pulled his shirt up?
He's the one that pulled his shirt up and then gave me his number. And then I was like, wait a
See,
minute.
See, that was a come on.
I told him, do we go together now?
he wanted you to ride bareback on his hog.
I'm his bitch now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm his biker mama.
All right, we're just getting started on a reunited and it feels so good Monday on The Usual Suspects.
Real quick, how'd you do in your fantasy league, bud?
Oh. Okay. I got my ass.
You were waiting on that one.
Am I the only champion in the studio right now?
I believe you are.
I think you are.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Well, I was going to say congrats, but now screw you because of the way you did it.
Yep. I was definitely going to bring that up on the show today.
I was decimated by injuries and the fact that the fact that my team was so good. Nobody played. Deshaun Watson sat. Lamar Jackson sat. Zach Ertz got hurt. Fournette sat. So, you know, I mean, I had to go out and get a bunch of scrubs to try to hang in there, and just wasn't happening. But that guy's team was really good. I wasn't going to win no matter what. I could have had Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson play. I wasn't going to win. But congrats. So what are you going to do with the gift card?
I don't know. I don't know which one I'm going to get.
What's it to?
There's a couple to choose from.
Oh, really? What are they?
Union Kitchen is one I know for sure.
Good food.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Never been there.
I don't even think... I thought it was El Tiempo, but I don't even think that's included. So
you're going to order Union Kitchen for the show?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not going to. Why would I do that?
No. Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I earned.
You're selfish.
The gift card, not you.
Yeah, but think about what you had to come back
from. I don't
like
that logic.
You earned one win, but for all of the failures and the help that we've tried to give you over the years just to try and get you to respectability, I don't know that you should be bragging all that much.
Be a champion, Joel, and then you'll get a gift card.
Oh, I am all the time.
Be a champion. What can I say?
Championness. Jason Hebert evidently had to chime in and let me know that he won our league. So he won it by 0.72 points. Now, I would have given him a bigger congratulations, but again, when you self-boast, then you don't need me. And we need you on the show today,
family
though.
Family affair,
you
by the way. Okay. It was a family affair.
If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call that number. Text that number. You can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is sick, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And we'll be chatting for the next 3 hours. So let's have some fun right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, just getting started on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick has proclaimed this his own Way Back Wednesday day today. Songs about winning. He's also trying to get Coco Dominguez on the show between now and 4.
Oh, low blow.
Now you can't be a champion for 2 years. You got to defend your title. Right. I don't think she even...
Well, they haven't had another race since.
Well, yes,
if you
got
to defend your title, no, then I never lost it then because I never defended it.
Yeah, you lost it because they've had a race since then.
Well, no.
Yeah. I'm the current champ. Quit trying to take away my throne.
No, you're definitely the current fantasy football champion of this show. No
God,
doubt.
That hurts,
you're lucky you didn't have to play us.
That hurts, doesn't it? To say that.
It stings a little. I'm not going to lie.
And he's gloating.
Well, because you guys
like.
Killed me last year.
I wouldn't be gloating if I won.
I'd
just win with class and stay humble.
God, you could cut through it with a freaking chainsaw. How thick it would have been if you'd won. So the pink slips were handed out aplenty today.
Boy, they were.
It started last night with Freddie Kitchens getting it before we even got to the new week. So Freddie Kitchens gone in Cleveland.
Probably
lasted
the most expected,
a year.
Right?
Everybody expected that one, right. Pat Shurmur gone with the Giants. A bit surprising with the way that they turned it around with Daniel Jones and Saquon had been hurt. But he's gone. They're keeping GM Dave Gettleman. So that's interesting.
That is.
Redskins have already zeroed in on Ron Rivera, and he has zeroed in on them. So much so that they said it's inevitable. He's going to get the Redskins job. And that they've already fired their president and general manager so that they can work with him on how they're going to restructure their entire football operations. Bruce Allen, no longer with the team. The crazy thing is, his father, George Allen, legendary coach of the Skins.
Yeah.
But that wasn't going to save his ass in this one. He's gone. And the news that everybody's waiting on and Twitter just keeps going back and forth with is, no matter what you read on Twitter or what you hear, nothing is officially done in Dallas yet. As the Jason Garrett watch continues, and if it's just going to be Garrett or his entire staff, because he has a staff of coaches that people would be interested in, especially Chris Richard on the defensive side of the ball, but no decision yet there.
Mike Leslie at WFAA tweeted out that he's been told the whole staff has been fired.
And then other people tweeted that tweet and said nothing has been decided from the people that they heard from inside. So best case scenario is I think we all expect that it's going to happen, which means he's probably going to get an extension. So we'll see, but
Jerry marches to the beat of his own drum.
I just hope we can move on totally from the Cowboys, because never has a team that sucked more consumed more time on national television. Every day on ESPN, it's the top story on the first two shows in the morning. Every day when you scour, it's between the Dak Prescott and the Amari Cooper contracts, and then Jerry Jones all over the place, and then is Garrett staying or going, and when should they fire him? I'm just so sick of it. Just do something already.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't need to. It's one thing, and I get it that it consumes the Dallas area.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to consume nationally.
No, talk about the teams that are good. There's so many of them.
I don't need to hear about a mediocre team that can't win a mediocre division.
Yeah, that's the thing to me. If you're going to talk about the NFL, and I get it, it's a ratings-driven thing, and the NFL is king. Well, then talk about the teams that are good, because there's so many good teams. Look at all the teams. In the NFC, you've got, four teams that only had 3 losses?
Yeah.
Or I guess Seattle lost last night. But you've got, teams with, a handful of losses there. You got Baltimore with the story of the year. Now Kansas City coming back on now that they're getting healthy.
They
the Patriots
good.
Are falling. All things you could talk about rather than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. And there's the point where I get it. It's news because the expectations that the Cowboys had. But we knew that this was coming, so we don't need to sit here and beat this dead horse. Like, you know, this wasn't going to change. This was inevitable. This almost felt like Freddie Kitchens firing was inevitable.
But at least Cleveland did it the right way and just said, we're not going to waste time or have him hanging by a string.
But
we're just going to do what everybody expected. Now with Dallas, Jerry loves this stuff. And some of the most poignant things that I've heard come out of Dallas are the people that follow the team on a regular basis or have some clout that say, look, forget the coach. Jerry needs to focus on turning the reins over to Steve and his son and getting the hell out of the way. Because as much as he loves having those microphones and cameras after every game and has his own radio show and does all these things, it's time you separate yourself from your team and realize it's not about you. It's about trying to get the best out of your football team, and you haven't done that, and you're the general manager.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good things, but winning at a high level isn't one of them, Jerry. So I think he and being consistent in doing that, I think he needs to evaluate himself like he would evaluate the rest of his team and say, you know what, maybe I'm an issue. If you're going to fire your coach and the coaching staff and everybody else and have this turnover several times within the organization, you might be one of the few organizations out there that hasn't replaced your GM in a while. Maybe consider that.
They're going to miss the playoffs for the sixth time in Jason Garrett's 9 seasons. That's not a good look. We know it's been like, there's so much dust and mold on the last time they were in a Super Bowl. It's been so long that isn't a factor. But the other thing that's more of a factor than anything else is once you got rid of Jimmy Johnson, and you know, you just, the whole organization has never been the same in terms of football operations and doing the right things to put the best program on the field. And that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do next. But I think as much as everybody's saying, what are you going to do with the coaching staff and the coach? I think it's also as important or more important that Jerry determines, hey, what am I going to do with me? You know, can I step back? Is my ego going to let me? So that whether it is my son or I hire a full-time general manager and get the right people in the right positions, because if you don't, there's no one that wants that job because they don't want to have to deal with an owner that's meddling every single day.
Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking is, you know, I'm going through that conversation in my mind with Jerry Jones because he's like, you know what, I have to win because I feel like I'm losing the city. And so it's one of those things where you're like, do you sit down to Lincoln Riley and say, listen, I just want you to come in and just win and coach football? Or does Lincoln not want to go and just be under the thumb of Jerry Jones? You're not going to get a Ron Rivera type guy with a strong personality to go there, and that might be the best thing for that team. Just like I was thinking, I feel like Ron Rivera is settling, by the way, in Washington.
But at least from the perspective of what we're talking about with ownership, Dan Snyder has said it's time to completely redo the entire front office to get different structure in there to do it the right way. If that's the case, and Rivera really
truly
believes,
Snyder,
I don't. But that's what I'm saying. If Rivera's got some kind of guarantee or he feels good about the fact that he can trust him, then they're going in the right direction, because at least the first step is admitting you need to do something different.
Yeah, and that's what Jerry needs to do.
He has to.
Yeah, you're right. And he would have been much better off getting Ron Rivera versus, you know, I don't know who else he's going to bring in.
And that's the other thing with Lincoln Riley. You know, we can talk about it all we want about how good he's going to be or how he'd be the right guy for the job. You also got to be very selective with your first gig.
Yeah.
Because you look at Cincinnati, you look at Miami, you look at where Brian Flores took a Dolphins job.
Wow.
And, you know,
5-4 down the stretch.
He got all kinds of guarantees, though, because he knew that their whole objective was, in order to rebuild this thing, we are going to suck.
But look at the job he did down the stretch.
He did. Absolutely.
5-4 down the stretch with they just mortgaged everything for
the
future.
You won in New England on the final day when they needed a win.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then you could be in Cincinnati, or you could be in a situation where if that's the only gig that you get, and that's your first coaching opportunity, trying to get another gig after that, it's going to be real tough.
It is.
So it's going to be interesting to see what they do in Dallas. We'll update you if there's any more changes. They're supposed to be meeting today, right now, in Dallas. the two Joneses and Jason Garrett. So we'll see what comes out of that. So plenty more to get to NFL-wise, a wild and wacky end of the season, including that game last night, which was one fitting way to wrap up the regular season. So we got plenty to talk about there and lots of other things. But again, if you're going someplace to watch sports in the Houston area, I'm telling you right now, you need to go to Twin Peaks. Five Houston area locations, each one of them pretty close to you. There's got to be one close to you. And they all do things the same way. Excuse me. First and foremost, it's those beautiful Twin Peaks girls that are going to be waiting on your tables and making sure that you get everything that you need while you're there. But more so than anything else, they have every sports package and all the great screens all over the place, so you don't miss any of the action. And if you want to watch multiple sports on multiple TVs, you can do it because of all the ways that they do things at Twin Peaks. It's made from scratch menu items, whether it's appetizers or main courses, and 29-degree draft beer at all times at the bar. So they're going to take care of you across the board. If you need to get out of the house and you don't want to do all the work that you normally do when you're sitting at the crib, get to a Twin Peaks and relax. That's what it's all about. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. I've been telling you guys, it's got to be Twin Peaks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Half hour into The Usual Suspects. Back in the saddle again.
Feels good to be back.
Well, for us, not you.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
I was happy to get back to it. I missed doing the show.
I did too.
But I could have used a few more days.
Well, because you detected the virus.
Yeah. So how did Mike and Yikes do on Thursday?
It's the only day we were replaced by bowl games for most of the week, right in the holiday.
Yeah.
And then I started getting tagged on, like, and I know now I realize why you hate it so much. I got tagged on a tweet that was talking about the fact that Josh and Mike were going to fill in for us for the day.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I got the hate responses. I got the positive responses. I got the in-between responses. I was like, Jesus, Lord, just get me out of here.
Yeah. Mute conversation is your friend.
Oh, boy. I was like, good night. I don't need all that. But Nick actually, well, you texted me one day. Or you called me. We were talking about something. We called on something. And I go, and Nick said, I actually miss it. And I go, I do too. I said, it's really weird the fact that, like, I'm sitting there going, I got to watch this game. I got to watch it. And then I go, no, I don't.
Yeah.
It was different.
I kind of expected it come day five or six of my vacation. I was like, you know what? I'm ready to get back. I wasn't even really looking forward to the second weekend of my vacation, because it was basically two weekends that I had in my vacation. And I was not even really looking forward to it. So
I need a vacation now.
Yeah.
I think
like this instant.
The cool thing was that we went from a kind of a lull in sports to the fact that our first day back, there was so much going on over the weekend.
Oh, man.
That we could just get back in the chairs and got plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
So that was good.
And then Friday, was it Mike and Yikes again or was it somebody else?
It was a bowl game.
Oh, okay.
There's another bowl game.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, I won't pass judgment. I did flip it on at one point while I was in the car. And I was like, oh, man, there's a lot of talking over each other. So I was just like,
are you surprised?
I can check back later.
That shocks you?
Well,
that
I had people telling me that I came up on the show and it was all Rockets related. And it was like my opinions or, you know, how I felt. And I was like, look, I just, unless you ask me, I don't need any more of that smoke.
Joel and the boys.
I've outlived that.
Or whatever the hell it is. That dude doesn't even have enough respect to mention our names on our show. Unbelievable.
Well,
I hope he's welcome.
I thought it was the guys. He said the boys.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't know guys, what it was. Boys. But
I don't care. You could. You know.
I don't care either.
You know our names. Idiot.
Doesn't bother me.
So yeah, that's to answer your question.
Yeah,
that's all I know about. But obviously, a lot of people were out. And then there was the one guy that decided to just blast all of us because we took time off.
He was joking, though.
I know, because he normally interacts with the show. Lance didn't take it that way, though.
Yeah, Lance said he was trolling because he was so upset. But
Lance ended up blocking him.
Muted.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got ticked off.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, that was quite the dialogue back and forth, too. But, I mean, look, the one thing I will say is I do appreciate how many people appreciate us enough to say we miss you, and it sucks that we're not listening to you this week. So that was cool that there were a lot of people that were showing the love. So I appreciate all the suspects that did that.
Somebody said, why is Barry wearing a Dodgers cap? Because Barry owns a Dodgers cap, and Barry wanted to wear the Dodgers cap that Barry owns. So there's that. We were talking about having to listen to mediocre – talk about mediocre football teams.
Listen to mediocre fill-ins? Is that what you said?
No. Well, that too. Somebody said, but we have to hear about mediocre comics all the time. Ha ha. Love you, Barry. Ha ha. That was great. but this one, we're due this, okay? Uh-huh. We owe him this.
All right.
Because we talked a lot of mess to him at Nick's place.
Who?
Titan Hugo.
Oh.
He said, what up, suspects? How about them Titans making the playoffs? I told you.
He said they were going to win the division. So let's slow down.
No,
but I will give him credit.
No, he didn't. He said they were going to beat the Saints and that they would win and make the playoffs. And I said they are not beating the Saints.
I said that too.
And then I said they are not making the playoffs, and they did.
So, but initially he had said when there was two games left with the Texans that they were going to win the division. But look, regardless, he stuck with his team. His team's in the playoffs. Congratulations. Absolutely.
Good job, Titan Hugo.
I will give him that. And that's where we'll cut it off.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
I watched all the games, yeah.
Did you? But, I mean, you watched the Texans-Titans all the way through?
It was tough to stomach that one. No, when I saw that D-Hop and Watson weren't playing, I was like, as much as I'd like to see them finish on a high note, they're not winning this, especially with how much Tennessee needed that game. So you knew what was coming. And so, you know, I checked in after a while. I watched the first quarter, and then I was like,
so you didn't watch it?
Yeah. I mean, I went back and forth, but
I was like, did you watch it?
I mean, I watched it.
I watched all
of it. I recorded it.
I mean, I checked in.
I recorded it so that I could go back. I had it, but I watched the first quarter, and then I was like, this is just going to get ugly.
It did get ugly. I tried to stomach most of it. I just wanted to see what A.J. McCarron was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, all things considered and who he had as far as weapons and offensive line and everything else, I thought he played pretty well. It lets you know you've got a capable backup if something happens for the short term.
Yeah, I liked the fact that he had command of the huddle and the situations. It didn't seem too big for
him.
Those
were good.
Yeah, and you like you said, dealing with basically the B team, he seemed like, you know, he had him in the game, and it was 7-7 early on, and he had the ball moving there. So I give him credit.
Good decision making.
Yeah.
I thought for the most part.
I think that, you know, someone had tagged us on a tweet this morning that said, do you have to worry about, and he lumped all Houston media together and said, do you have to worry about when people tweet like this? And Jason Bristol of Channel 11 tweeted out, is A.J. McCarron the best backup quarterback the Texans have ever had? And I was like, easy, bro. Oh, don't generalize all of us into one category. He hasn't been here that long. So just, you know, sometimes people are just looking for something. It's like we say with the Mount Rushmores and things like that. Sometimes people are just trolling to try and get some responses.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if he's the best backup. He's a backup. Who cares?
Guess what? You know what it matters? Your team's going to suck if that's what you got to go to.
He's a backup that had to work so much harder to move the ball because of all the players that were being rested, too.
Yeah, and the Titans weren't resting anybody.
No.
They didn't rest Derrick Henry.
No, and he was – but McCarron was running for his life, it felt like, half the time because of that offensive line.
Saw his elbow all bloodied up and everything.
Yeah, that was from the dive into the end zone for the touchdown. Yeah. Good for him, though, man.
So, yeah, not a whole lot to talk about. I noticed there was a little bit of a salty Bill O'Brien in the post game where he was – you know, looking for anybody to say. I think Brian T. Smith got his ire up again.
Slightly, yeah.
About just like, you know, what was it? The overall happiness of the team and having him ready to play in the playoffs or something like that. And he got defensive. But, I mean, it's hard for you to speak glowingly of a team when you didn't play your team. You know, you have to go back to 2 weeks ago and say, I hope that team is ready to play come playoff time. But that's what it is.
I did see where, you know, obviously J.J. is going to be back for the playoffs, and that's great. And they were showing him on the sidelines again playing catch, and then they were talking about the fact that he had bought two vanfuls of presents.
For who?
For families at a shelter or something like that.
It sounds like a J.J. Watt thing.
And I was like, I told my wife, I was like, you know, I think J.J. Watt is the Mattress Mac of football. Is that a fair comparison?
He's definitely got that gravitational pull like Mattress Mac, I feel like, at the very minimum.
Because I wanna dislike J.J. Watt for the publicity, right? Because it feels like, well, he's just doing that for publicity. And that's kind of what I thought at first about Mattress Mac. But then the more that you see them, the more that you watch what they do, like his interaction with kids on the sidelines, and you just feel like that's just genuinely, that's just who he is.
Yeah.
That, yeah, he likes the publicity, but you feel like he'd probably do a lot of this stuff anyways.
He's a good dude, but I've said overall, and I've taken some hits for this, and you guys gave me some grief about this, but I said that no one has played it better than JJ has since he got here. Because he's a Wisconsin kid, diehard for all the sports teams there. But from the minute he got to Houston, he had Rockets hats on after practice. He had smart. Astros hats. He had the jerseys. When he went to games, he's a grown-ass man with a Hakeem jersey on, sitting in the front row. You know, he's doing all these things, and he says the right things. He does the right things. And look, on top of that, the efforts that he's made when the city needed him most and didn't expect anything from him have endeared him even more to the yeah. – but he's played his cards right, too.
So you disagree that he's the Mattress Mac of football?
No, I think he is. But I think the difference is that Mac has basically been a longtime resident of the city.
Yeah,
he's lived here.
But I'm talking
here.
About for what he does for this city.
Sure.
Because when Mac first would do things, you'd be like, okay, well, we know why he's doing it. Because there's a payoff. There's a, you know, it's free pub. His name's in the news and this and that. But you can't knock the results.
No,
you can't
exactly
knock
right.
the fact. So it's like, well, you know what? If he sells a few couches or mattresses because of it, good for him, because look how many people he helped. And that's kind of how I feel about JJ now. It's just like, okay, if he sells a few extra Reebok shoes, or he gets his name in the paper, or he gets a little run on ESPN because of it, good, because look what he did for those people.
Sure.
Look at the impact he's having on people's lives. And I do hear all the time about how people hate on him, about how he's all, you know, it's all orchestrated. Well, okay. But everybody gives to charity and then wants something from it, whether it's a tax break, credit, or whatever. So, but the point is that it benefits people, and he does a lot to benefit people in this city. So I was just thinking about that. I was like, man, you know, I feel like I've almost given him a bad rap for the stuff he's done.
Well, some of it was self-earned. I mean, some of it, I mean, that tweet, was it 2 years ago during the flood? He's like, I don't care if it's raining. I'm at work working out. I'm working hard. And he tweets out a picture of him at the gym, like, while people are losing
their
houses and stuff like that. And I don't think he meant anything really bad by it. I just think he learned from it because he got a lot of...
Catherine Whaley was tweeting selfies.
Yeah, let's be real. He didn't.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
he got a lot of hate for that.
Yeah, he
though.
Did. You're
he
right.
Got an
but again,
enormous amount of
he
hate.
Got a lot of hate for raising $40 million yeah. during the hurricane and the floods. Just because people then suddenly decided that he was their whipping boy to be picked apart because where he might use that money or what.
Yeah.
Where, you know what? Just slow down.
Unbelievable.
The city got $40 million they weren't going to get otherwise.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, pick your battles wisely too. But no, I definitely – look, if you want to do a ticket of McInvale and Watt, they might even win the governor and lieutenant governorship of Texas.
They're definitely winning. And you know what? It's not $40 million, but if you want to get some scratch, I can tell you how to do that on these football games, especially now that it's bowl season. Bowl games are coming up. It's time to bet, win, and get paid. You do that at mybookie.ag. Excuse me. They've got odds on every game out there, more prop bets than any other sports book out there, and absolutely nobody pays you faster. You get your cash when you want it. That is super important. A lot of these places out there, sure, they'll take your money. But then when you win and you want to get your money back from them, they kind of give you the runaround. They make you jump through way more hoops than are necessary to get your cash out. Not when you go with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. They pay faster, and that's super important. They're secure. They're safe. They've been around forever. And like I said, they've got all the prop bets, and they even got in-game live betting. And, they, you know, if you follow guys like Jerry Bow and you want some action, like he had I think he had Titans -6 in the second half yesterday. You could have taken advantage of that on my bookie, and you'd have won because it was 21-7 in the second half for the Titans. So you'd have been a big winner. You follow Jerry Bow, bet on my bookie. You're doing great. AJ's got picks for you. You know, there's a lot of folks here that'll do it. They have RJ Bell on the blitz. So a lot of reasons to be betting with my bookie, and a lot of ways to make money. And if you sign up and use promo code radio, they're going to double your first deposit. So that's an exclusive offer. You just go to mybookie.ag, use that promo code radio, and get that exclusive offer. When you bet with the best, go with mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Intergalactic.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Rolling through the first hour. 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go, whether you're still off and enjoying some downtime or you're back at it. We are here. The only day we will not be here this week is New Year's Day.
That's right.
So we are back in the grind with you and appreciate you taking us wherever you may be. Please join the show if you'd like. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter. We were talking about the Texans. Now they have the Buffalo Bills. Everything kind of fell into place a half hour before game time to where the Chiefs came back, beat the Chargers, and the Texans knew they weren't playing for anything. And that's why you saw A.J. McCarron and company try and take it on home for the red, white, and blue and instead take it in the shorts. But now you're forced with a short week because, again, and again, I get it, but I don't need to keep hearing about it. Houston's butt hurt because they always get the first game, the early game, and they don't get any respect. You know what? If you win playoff games, you earn respect. You haven't done a whole lot of that. So they will kick off wild card weekend hosting the Buffalo Bills at NRG. So what?
Yeah, I'm with you.
They're at home.
Yeah. Of course, you got to wonder. I mean, none of these teams are very – I guess New England is the reason that's the second game because obviously that team is more popular.
That's what I was going to say. One, it's the shock that New England's actually playing on Wild Card Weekend because they lost to the Dolphins.
Right,
and then
you're not putting
two,
New England on the early.
You got a draw, and you got and in prime time. That's what people want to see.
The big thing that I keep seeing people bring up is the old, you know, the Buffalo comeback playoff game. And somebody asked Bill O'Brien about that. He was like, that was 26 years ago.
Yeah, he goes, that's not gonna.
That's the last time the Cowboys made the playoffs.
And that's like, why would that be relevant to today's game? That doesn't, I mean.
Because Frank Reich's coaching in the league, which means that there's a chance that he could somehow have an influence
and
on the
literally
way that the Bills come back to win.
That, it makes no difference. I will tell you this, though. In the AFC, the Texans now, you can take last night or yesterday's game as part of it, but the Texans are a -7 in the plus minus differential because of yesterday's game and yesterday's loss. They're literally the only team going to the playoffs with a plus minus differential as a negative number. And even if it wasn't that -7, it would still be the worst. So it just tells you that as a team, they're giving up more and scoring less combined than any other team in the AFC right now. Not a good look.
And the Bills do well with, I think, I forgot how much they're allowing in terms of points per game. I think they're like
their defense
17.
Yeah, their defense is, they're a plus 55. That's pretty stout.
That's something they're definitely going to have to.
Offensively, they struggle a little bit, but defensively, they get after you. So it's going to be a challenge for sure.
When you're worried more about Allen's legs than you are his arm for the most part.
Yeah, it's strength versus strength, I think. You know, it's Buffalo's defense and the Texans' offense, strength versus strength. I don't think you worry about Allen beating you with his arm, and that bodes well for the Texans in the secondary. But like you said,
they do have John Brown. They can go and stretch the field, and he can, if nothing else. He just airs it out and puts enough air under it that he has some guys that can run under it. But overall, he's more of a running quarterback than he is a passing quarterback. And I think that, you know, the Texans' defense can contain. They might not be able to get to the quarterback, but I think that overall they can contain their front with the front seven.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was disturbing over the weekend, though, but did you see that Whitney Merciless got an extension?
That's disturbing?
Yeah,
for
the money.
I have a problem with that.
The money he got? Check the market. Let him test the market first. He's up there in age.
He's been pretty reliable, though.
Reliable's one thing, but he was paid at better than reliable. I think he's top six in the league now at linebacker.
You don't think he's...
I don't.
You don't think he's earned that?
I don't think he's top six.
Well, I mean, you're basing it on what he's done for this organization, too.
I'm looking at his age. I'm looking at the fact that I would have left.
It's not all guaranteed, though, so you don't have to worry about age.
But, okay.
Half of it is.
Yeah,
more than half of it.
Well, then that's all you have to pay him.
Half of it.
I don't think that my biggest point is they didn't have to do that. Just wait till the season ends, let it play out a little bit, gauge the interest a little bit, and let his people know we're interested, and then see what he gets. Because I don't think he'd have got anything like that from anybody else. I really don't.
I think it's 24.5 million guaranteed of the 54 million four-year deal that he got. So, but everybody in that culture, and Bill O'Brien was talking about it yesterday at the post-game presser. Everybody in that locker room, like, there was like this vibe, this notion that Whitney Mercilus was going to get paid next. Like, that's what it sounded like when Bill O'Brien was talking yesterday, that he was going to be the next guy to get paid. I didn't know what the number would be like. I think you make a good point about him not being top six, but maybe the market says otherwise. I don't know. I do not know.
Well, they don't know because they didn't let him test the market, so they could have figured it out.
Yeah, but if you let him test the market and you lose him, now what?
It's plus, not really like they haven't done that before.
Well, that's, yeah.
But the thing is that at his age.
I mean, he's only 29.
Okay. I just think that overall they overpaid and they jumped too quick.
If he starts to decline, like you said, with it only being half, it was what, a four? How many years?
The first two are guaranteed.
4 years. Yeah.
So by the time he's 31, if he starts to decline, you cut him, that's it. You don't have to pay the rat the other half of it. Okay. I think he'll be fine for the next couple years.
We agree and disagree. It's what we do on this show.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
I'm going to look him up on Pro Football Focus, see where he ranks amongst linebackers.
Okay. Please do.
I'm willing to bet you it's not top six.
From a salary standpoint?
No, from just a ranking.
From a result standpoint,
From a grade perspective.
I bet you you're right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why I wasn't in the... That's where I have the stance that I've made.
Okay.
And I will stand in it. There you go.
You'll stand in it?
I'll stand in it if I have to. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. That's just hour number one, 3 hour show. Plenty more to get to as we can recap the rest of what happened in the NFL yesterday and the results of why we are where we are today with coaches being fired left and right and other teams preparing for wild card weekend and otherwise. Seeds are done, schedules ready, and we're ready to go with NFL playoffs. We got Rockets to talk about as well. College football playoffs, which one game was fantastic and the other one kind of went as expected. But let us know your thoughts. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Hour number two around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5.